Many people come to Boston for the city's history, but few learn about the history under their feet. Nearly half of the underground pipes in Boston's stormwater system were built before 1930. While many of these old pipes are in good shape, they weren't designed for our climate future, rising sea levels, more intense storms, and a lot of rain. As part of our series, Boston Underwater, WBUR's Miriam Wasser this morning looks at what's at stake and what the city is doing to prepare.
Even the experts agree. No one wants to think about the sewer system.
Most people, all they care about is you flush the toilet, it goes away. You do the sink, it goes away. The water comes out, the water turns off. It rains, the water goes away. As long as it's gone, nobody thinks about the pipes and the maintenance and all that stuff.
But Charlie Jewell thinks about this stuff a lot. He's with the Boston Water and Sewer Commission. That's the city department that ensures clean water comes out of the faucet, toilet water goes to a treatment plant, and that rainwater doesn't flood your street. For the most part, the system works pretty well right now. But with climate change, some of the stormwater pipes won't be able to handle the amount of rain coming our way.
The intensity matters too, because the pipes are designed to carry a certain capacity. And if the rain is coming so hard and so fast, the pipe can't convey it fast enough.
Jewel says a real wake-up call came in August 2017 with Hurricane Harvey. It rained for 4 days and flooded Houston.
Who would have thought about 60 inches of rain? That was just unprecedented.
After the storm, then-Mayor Marty Walsh asked the commission what would happen if Boston got hit by a big storm like that. What roads would be closed? How would we evacuate people?
I always laugh when I drive through Boston and I see one of those hurricane evacuation signs because, you know, you can't get out of Boston on a normal day.
Ellen Douglas is a professor of hydrology at UMass Boston.
Stormwater in particular, I have a very personal relationship with because during the Mother's Day storm in 2006, I ended up with 2.5 feet of water in my basement.
Douglas has focused on stormwater ever since. She says Boston's pipes were designed to handle a rainstorm that drops about 5 inches of water in 24 hours, the so-called 10-year storm. In the future, we're likely to get that amount of rain or more in a shorter period of time.
And it's going to back up and flood people's basements like mine.
Or it could be a lot worse with whole neighborhoods flooded.
You know, when they make these predictions of what's going to happen, this is happening now.
This is Maria Lyons. She's a teacher and lifelong resident of Dorchester. She currently lives in the Port Norfolk area, a small peninsula east of I-93 that juts into the Neponset River. The area is quiet, she says, with only two roads in and out, but it's on the front lines of climate change. In January 2018, when Boston got slammed by two nor'easters, both roads to Port Norfolk flooded out.
I was at school for one of those storms. I couldn't go home for hours. I had to wait it out. Another storm was overnight, and we couldn't leave. We were in our house, and we couldn't leave, so it completely cuts off our neighborhood when it floods.
She and her neighbors really worry about road closures. They've seen what can happen. Years ago, one of the two roads into the area was closed for construction. Lyons' neighbor had a heart attack, and the ambulance mistakenly went to the closed road.
So it took them extra long time to find the way to go and to get to the poor man, and he died.
Lyons says people in the neighborhood still talk about this whenever a road floods, which is increasingly often. And in the future, it's not just rain that's going to be a problem in Boston. Sea level rise and storm surge will also cause water to back up into the streets. That's because most of the stormwater system works with gravity. The underground pipes slope downward, so rainwater flows out to a river or Boston Harbor. Sanjay Sate is with the Climate Ready Boston team.
Folks might not understand why sea level rise and stormwater are so connected, but in cities like Boston, where stormwater is driven by gravity, the height of water at the pipe where your stormwater drains out controls in some ways how effective that system is.
If there's a high tide or storm surge, the water can't flow out of the pipe. And if the end of the pipe is closed off with a tide gate, rainwater starts backing up. That's why the worst case scenario for a flood is a big storm at high tide. This problem isn't unique to Boston, but Boston is one of the few coastal cities making a plan to deal with it. That plan involves a fancy 360-degree camera. It looks a bit like an alien, a round black ball with two antennas sticking out. Ben Agrawal is an engineer with Hazen & Sawyer, a company that focuses on water infrastructure. On a recent morning, he and his team stand on a bridge over a muddy creek near a busy intersection in Dorchester, taking pictures of the area.
Right over there, that's the outfall itself, where stormwater comes out.
He points to a big circular opening a few hundred feet upstream. This outfall is one of about 40 that they're analyzing. They'll use photos, along with maps of underground pipes and data about local homes and businesses, to figure out ways to prevent stormwater flooding. Some places may need powerful pumps to force stormwater into the harbor. Others, huge underground storage tanks. And for those with no clear engineering fix, perhaps the city can add green spaces or plant trees to help soak up rainwater.
When you think about stormwater, the streets themselves are kind of like pipes.
Sanjay Sate with Climate Ready Boston again.
Next time you look at a street, just try looking at it as a conveyance for water. And it really changes how you just think about what all is a part of the stormwater system. It's our streets, it's our parks, it's our parking garages. It's such an intricate system that's totally hidden from us, but without which we really couldn't have a city. We'd be in Victorian England.
While a final plan for managing stormwater is far from complete, Sate says that equity will be a key part of the city's solution because major floods have a disproportionate impact on vulnerable populations. Same goes for so-called nuisance floods that shut down a road like Morrissey Boulevard for a few hours.
Even that can have millions of dollars of lost time, frustration. It can mess with your daycare schedule. You know, the worst case scenario really calls our attention. But there's also work that we do to make sure that we think about the everyday as well.
Climate change is coming to Boston. In fact, it's here already. We've been relatively lucky so far. Hurricane Sandy hit us at low tide. The January 2018 nor'easters brought more snow than rain. But luck isn't a long-term solution. The stormwater system may be something we don't think about, but if Boston wants to remain a livable city for the next 100 years, we have to figure out what to do with the water coming our way, and we have to do it quickly. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miriam Wasser.